To me, there was something terribly sad about the formal letter of censure five of Michigan's Supreme Court justices sent to one of their former colleagues last week, blasting her for unethical conduct. There's little you can say to defend what she did. Last month, former Justice Elizabeth Weaver revealed that she'd secretly taped some of the court's private deliberations about cases. She then released selected portions of what she said were the discussions. Weaver said she was doing this as part of her crusade to let the public know more about how the court makes its decisions. But to secretly record closed judicial proceedings without her colleague's knowledge or consent is ethically indefensible. There might have been some mitigating factor if she made the secret recordings in order to reveal some corruption. However, there's no sign of that. Rather, the material she made public seemed designed only to embarrass one justice for whom she had a particular personal dislike. Her conduct was wrong, and there's no way it could be condoned by her former colleagues. But the letter they sent blasting Weaver also left a funny taste in my mouth. It doesn't mean much legally, since she'll never again be on the court. But it calls attention once again to the fact that for years, Michigan's Supreme Court has been somewhat of a national embarrassment because of its severe partisan divisions and its tendency to deliver what seemed to be highly politicized rulings. 2 years ago, a University of Chicago study rated it the worst state Supreme Court in the nation for just these reasons. What was even worse was that in recent years, the justices have too often behaved towards each other like a kindergarten class whose teachers left the room, and Weaver was, most of the time, in the thick of it, either attacking or being attacked. This started 10 years ago when Weaver, who was then serving as Chief Justice, was ousted from the job by her colleagues after only serving half the normal 2-year term. Privately, justices of both parties said she was disorganized. But Weaver saw it as a move by the angler appointees on the court to humiliate her, and she never forgave them. Increasingly, she began siding with the Democrats. 2 years ago, she voted with them to elect Merrilyn Kelly Chief Justice. Her Democratic colleagues said nothing about her erratic behavior then. Then this summer, Weaver made a surprise deal with Governor Granholm. She would resign if the governor would appoint a judge she respected, Alton Davis, in her place. The governor agreed, Weaver went away, and that was that. Until the secret recordings emerged. What's sad is that there was really no good outcome here. Weaver has been making some compelling arguments about the dangerous influence of political contributions on the court's independence. That's likely to be forgotten now. And once again, our bizarrely dysfunctional judiciary has put itself on display. 6 weeks from now, we'll be hearing from the High Court again when Republicans regain a majority, oust Chief Justice Kelly, and replace her with one of their own. And the beat goes on.